Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Essence of Success Radio Network Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Miss Nina here at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. We love answering your questions or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it with understanding, communication, and above all, love. One question per caller, please. We like to give everybody a chance to ask a question or give validation on a previous reading. We definitely appreciate that. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. Miss Nina is also your Reiki master. She's a teacher, minister, photographer, and a lot more. I have 40 years of experience as a psychic, tarot reading, angels. I can tell you who your angels are, and I also connect to loved ones that have passed over. Now, if you want an in-depth reading, you can contact us at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. If you desire to reach us on Facebook, it's on the Essence of Success Radio Network page. If you'd like to talk to Miss Nina, her email is Nina, N-I-N-A, Essence, E-S-S-E-N-C-E, the number 2, a small s, gmail@.com. That's Nina Essence number 2 S at gmail.com. Okay, so we've got a lot to talk about today before we begin taking callers. I'm also going to do the horoscopes today for March. Nina and I have announcements for birthdays this month. And also, Nina's going to speak to us about the new moon that starts on Tuesday, the 8th. So she's going to be bringing information to you. So right now, let me bring Miss Nina on board. Good afternoon, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, Lannis. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. Lannis, do you want to go right into birthdays?
Yeah, we sure can. You do yours, and then I'll do mine. I got a few.
I have one this week, and that is for my little buddy Evan. He's going to be 9 years old on the 9th, so happy birthday, Evan. I hope you have a great day.
Oh, happy birthday, Evan. Okay, happy birthday to Janet Omar, my girlfriend. She lives in Tunga. Happy birthday to Bernie Flagg and Katie Bonds, my friends in Georgia. I hope to get back there this year, sometime probably the later part of the year. Happy birthday to my godson, Louie. Love you, love you, love you. Happy birthday to Professor Maxine Sims. Happy birthday to Miss Inmay. And happy birthday to my nephew, Gregory Morgan. And I hope everyone enjoys a good birthday and that you're all blessed. Okay, why don't I do the horoscopes, and then Nina's going to talk to you about the new moon. How's that, Miss Nina?
That sounds wonderful, Lennis.
Okay, because I know we want to spend some time on that, on the new moon. Well, this month is March, of course. Happy birthday to all the Pisces. The theme for this month's horoscope is endings. You will no longer be attached to the way you think something should go or wish it would have gone. And you will drop it
you'll quit, or either you'll put it behind you. This is amazing because I forgot about this. Me and Miss Nina were just speaking. I'll just put this little cowbell in there. We were just speaking prior to the show about endings, but in a different way. And so I forgot that I had put this up for my horoscope. So reading this now, I'm like, oh, wow, we were just discussing it. Synchronicity, I guess you'd say. Okay, well, let's begin. Aries, ending the way you play yourself in a fantasy world. Only you understand. Look at the truth and deal with it. Stop playing games with yourself, Aries. Taurus, being stubborn defeats the purpose. Try to be more diplomatic in your decisions in the foolish days and times of what used to be. Gemini, in the cross currents of your spirituality, you know who God is. Why are you playing? Ask and you shall receive, Gemini. Even if you feel God is way late for you, but he's always on time. Cancer, in the taking your kindness for weakness, woman up. You have one of the most profound, nurturing spirits of any sign. The words are no and stop it. Now end it, my dear. Leo, attention is your theme. This month you will learn to balance your outward appearance. End the jealousy drama. I'll get your back for that. Your strength and courage come from your heart and soul, Leo. Virgo, in the bickering and self-righteousness attitude, you're good, Virgo, but you're not God. All is good on the other side. Now smile and live your life. People know who you are and what you are. Libra, end with people that do not serve a purpose in your life, period. Scorpio, the month of March, you will see a lot of endings in your life for the good. Isn't it good to pop your collar and know that you are right? Sagittarius, your ends will meet your means. Long time coming, but you do deserve the very best. It's about time. Well, yes, it is, Sag. Capricorn, ending of health issues. Now that they have been identified, look for improved health the rest of the year. Aquarius, end the water rafting of your life. Stick to the positive as much as possible. You draw the negative in with your attitude. You can do better than this, Aquarius. Pisces, warning. Ending is not a game, but a new beginning. Stop lying to yourself, Pisces. You know the truth. Deal with it and make peace. And that is your horoscopes for the month of March by Linus. Okay, now I'm going to turn it over to Miss Nina, and she's going to speak to you about the new moon.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. The pull of our new moon, and full moon for that matter, is usually 5 days before and 5 days after. Sometimes, depending on what kind of a moon it is or how it's affecting you, you may not feel it at all. Sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. Sometimes it's the 5 days before, sometimes it's the 5 days after. It all depends on how you are working. Anyway, this new moon is affecting relationships. And I mean serious, long-term relationships. People are separating. They're having total disagreements. Things that have not normally happened in their relationship are happening now. And some things that have been happening are being accelerated. So just be careful how you approach your significant other right now. That's all I can tell you. Just be very careful. Try and be understanding on both your parts. Explain to your partner that this new moon is affecting relationships. And maybe try and just not deal with anything too significant right now. Push it off until after Friday. So just be aware that this new moon is going to affect a lot of relationships, whether it be your partner, your husband, your sister, your daughter, a friend, whatever may be the case, it is affecting relationships. So hang in there. People are not acting like they normally would. And just get past Friday.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Nina, for that. And I hope everybody took notes on what she just said. So as this week progresses on and something happens, remember today and what Miss Nina said, you know, think twice and speak once and really think about it. Okay. Well, Miss Nina, are we ready to begin?
I think we are, Lennis.
Okay. First caller is area code 229. You're on the air with Nina. And who is this?
Hey, Lennis. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing a little better. I just wanted to ask, do you see me finally get my unemployment check on Tuesday?
Before you said Tuesday, I saw 2 weeks. 2 weeks you would get it.
No, because it's already been 2 weeks. They said 21 days, and I talked to the lady, and she told me I need to contact her by tomorrow morning at 11:30. I sent her an email, and she said... I haven't heard anything. I got to talk with her in the morning. But I
okay,
have.
Okay, well, I just. Go ahead.
Yeah, because it's already been 3 weeks, and it's going to keep adding how much I will be getting once I talk to Miss Tawanda.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I didn't see Tuesday, but I saw 2 weeks just before you said Tuesday, that in 2 weeks, and I see you either getting this check on a Monday or a Friday. Those are the 2 days that they're showing me. Miss Nina, are you seeing anything different? Are you seeing him receiving it on Tuesday?
No, I'm not. Not Tuesday. I'm thinking Friday, but not Tuesday.
Wow. Well, what would I tell my landlord? Because I told her Monday.
Well, Melvin, unless you know you're going to have money in your hand, and you know that for sure, you should never give a permanent date on that. When you're dealing with government especially, you never can tell when they're going to be actually handing over a check. So just talk to her again. Tell her you don't know when your check is going to be here, that it's supposed to be here on Tuesday, but you don't know for sure when it's going to be there, and she should be understanding about it.
Okay. I will definitely go down to her office in the morning and also let her know how much I'll be getting, get a printout for the unemployment office.
Yeah.
I don't want to get kicked out. So it's stressful.
Of course it's stressful, but as long as you're honest about what you're going through to your landlady, I'm sure she understands.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Melvin, let us know. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
okay.
Nina.
No, I said he was very welcome, and you let us know what's going on, Melvin.
Okay. Thank you all.
Oh, you're most welcome. And we're praying for you, Melvin, that things turn around and change for the better for you.
I sure hope so. I'm tired, you know, struggling.
Yep, amen. Okay, area code 773. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tempest.
Hi, Tempest. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. What can we answer for you, young lady?
Bringing up the topic that was brought up earlier about relationships, I would say that the current relationship that I'm in, it's not necessarily rocky, but a situation has occurred which is causing a little bit of distress with me. And I just wanted to know, will it be rectified by this month or towards the end of the year? Will it smooth out? Like, how will this relationship pan out with me and the gentleman that I have hopes of being with?
So are you the other woman? You're not the only woman.
Right.
You're the
that's
other
what I'm
woman.
Trying.
Okay. There's a difference. It's the difference between being the other and being the only one. I'm picking up he takes your kindness for weakness. But you got a really sweet, sweet, sweet spirit about yourself, Tempest. You know, I think he could be a good guy, but I'm getting commitment problems from him. Mm-hmm. Something about him being non-committal. Let me, Is his name Jake or Jared or Jerry?
No.
What's just his first name? Don't tell me his whole name. Just give me his first name.
Andre.
Okay, that's all. Good enough. Wow, is he going through some problems with his mom? Does he owe his mom some money or something? There seems to be an argument. Something's going down between him and his mom. Okay. I don't really see. He's got a child by this other woman?
No.
Okay, because I see something confusing with him. Like, I see him trying to figure it out, but his biggest problem is with his mom or aunt. If his mom is not living, then it must be an aunt, but it's a mother figure. But they are going at it. It almost like Nina said, like relationships right now. Yeah,
yeah.
They are, ooh. I mean, it's got my head hurting on the front. Them two, not you. You're fine. That's just him, what he's going through. I feel as though he's not committing right now. He's not in. He's a non-committed person.
Okay.
Let's see. He has jurisdiction over what? There's something. See, that older woman came back in again. What is going on in this guy's life?
Well, the actual situation, the woman that, you know, he is currently talking to, he is older than him. She's the older woman that he, you know, he's talking to.
Yeah. Tempest, because I keep picking up it's toxic, it's
yeah,
arguing.
She older. Yeah,
okay.
It is.
Thank you. Then you gave
the
me
woman
validation.
Is
like, okay, then that's validation. Okay, thank you, because I kept... Like, wow.
Yeah.
Well, she giving him a fit, honey. I can tell you that right now. And he doesn't want to be there. He really doesn't want to be there. Like I said, I don't see him as a bad guy. I don't see him being committed. But it looks like there's money. I don't know if she helped him in some area,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she did.
But
she did help him.
Okay, well, she's being a blip about that. That's her holding on to hold him. You know what I mean? Like, I did this and I did that for you, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, but it wasn't like he put a gun on him. He didn't make her do it. She did it when
right.
She wanted to do it. I'm still not saying it's wrong because right is right. If somebody helps you out, then you do right and pay them back. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right is right and
right.
Wrong is wrong. But he didn't force her to do it. She did it because she wanted to do it. But she's using that as like a weapon to beat him over his head. That's bad on her part, too. That none of that is good. All that is very toxic and nasty. You know what, Tempest? Back up away from him. Just back up away from him because it's so much drama over there. Baby, you don't need to be involved in that. You don't.
Wow.
I'll tell you what. Let me look to see who's coming up in your life that's going to be about something, okay? Huh?
I'm just going to say thank you because that's what I was picking up. Back off away from this guy. You don't need
yeah.
this kind of drama.
No, Lord, no, she don't. Mm-mm. She too sweet of a person for that. You don't need the devil is a lie.
That's correct, because okay. My daughter actually met him. And, you know, it's crazy, like, the way that I tap, not necessarily tap, like, it's still early stages, so I can maneuver, but I just was going through, like, in depth, like, I just did not know what was really going on, to the point my head was hurt, like, now my daughter is knowledgeable of him, because he helped me when, you know, in a situation, like, picking up my daughter from school and stuff, so how
yeah.
if someone else, it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what, I really detest that when people get close to your children, because the kids don't understand when they're not there anymore, you know what I mean, and it's just not fair. Mm-hmm. I just, oh God, that bothers me, because the kids don't even understand why that person, whether it's a male or a female, is not around, and sometimes kids take it upon themselves and don't even have anything to do with the child, so I understand how you feel about your daughter, like, you know, what's going on, how come he isn't coming around? But you don't need to be with him. Trust me. God, you got a purpose, and God definitely has something way better for you than him. You know, so like I tell the women and the men, you're a queen and a king, so you're a queen. Anything like that are peasants below you. You
yes,
are much
ma'am.
Better than that. Let me look into the future. Anina, would you help me too? Let's see what's coming up for her and a good man. Or a good situation, even if it's a friend, but somebody that not only will fill the void, but be good to her and her child. Let's see.
So you say there's a lot of drama around Andre with the girl. It's so many things. Like, what is it that's really, like, causing you both to say, you know, you need to leave him alone?
Because
no.
he's not going to back home. He's not going to really back off.
Go ahead, Nina.
He's not going to back off from her. She's always going to be there in the background of his life. So you don't need that kind of drama.
Right.
Mm-mm.
So unless you really like drama, then hang on to him. But if you don't like drama, live your life, my girl.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't see anything in the future right now, because right now your spirit is hung up on him. So I can't see past. I need to
That's
see
great.
Past him. But, yeah. You know, like they say, you got to get rid of the baggage on the back end so that you can see on
yeah.
the front. Okay. Because
yeah.
if you're still holding on, that tells I'm trying to connect with your spirit, but your spirit is still holding on to him. So, I mean, you know, nothing happens overnight. Me and Nina are just telling you, delete. With the quickness, as the kids say. With the quickness, yeah. No. Believe Nina what she's telling her, because we both see stuff you don't even see. So it's just not
yeah.
it's not right for you. You're too good of a young lady. You're a smart young lady. You're good looking. You're brilliant. And God didn't put you on this earth to be hurt and to deal with drama. We all have to go through trials and tribulations, right? That's part of life.
Yeah.
That's how we grow and gather courage and strength. But this particular situation... No, Tempest, that ain't you, baby.
Okay.
You are All so right. much better than that. Believe me, Anina, you are way better than that, honey. They're peasants compared to you. Pop your collar.
Wow. Yes, ma'am.
Pop your collar.
Thank
and,
you.
And just keep good thoughts and pray, and God will send you the right man to be in your life, and you will know this, because you know why? You won't have to question his motives. Or who he is,
exactly.
because you'll know he's
exactly.
there for you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
All
Thank
right,
you.
Ms.
Thank
Tempest.
You
are most welcome, girl. And throw them eyes upward and forward, and the right man is going to come along. Not this week, but he is going to come along. All right, Tempest. Have a wonderful week,
All
and God bless you. Okay. Next call is area code 347. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Catherine. How are you?
Hi, this is who? Sandra?
Catherine.
Oh, Catherine. I'm sorry. Hi, Catherine.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
Question. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Terrific.
Good. I am calling again in the theme of relationships. I've had the same, like, 4 or 5 guys kind of bounce in and out of my life. Like, I just kind of keep recycling them. And they, like, kind of take turns, and they come in and they come out. And actually, I just met a guy recently. But I'm just wondering, like, are any of these guys, you know, the one for me? And if they're not, why can't I get rid of them?
You're just such a social butterfly, aren't you?
I'm not either.
You are a social butterfly. It's just so many men around you, girl. You're like honey, and they're the bees. And
Catherine, I guess my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. I don't even, like, it's hysterical. They don't go away.
Well, you draw men to you, but that's okay. That's just your personality. You're a charismatic individual. That's okay. Catherine, what I want to tell you, you need clarity. Because there's so many around you, you just need to be clear of what it is that you want. List 5 things that are most important to you that you're looking for in a relationship. Or in just a friend. If you don't want a relationship, you know, have a male friend. There's nothing wrong with that either. But you just need some clarity there. But just know that you ain't a loss for men, honey.
No, I'm not. But it's, I don't know. They don't, I don't know. It's very bizarre. Because they come in, they stay a little while. But they don't stay long term. So I don't know. Like, are any of them right for me?
No.
No?
No.
Not even this last one?
Maybe the last one, but the other 5 or 4, no. Because they're coming in and going out and coming in and going out and not staying long term. Mm-hmm. They're not for you.
Okay.
If they were meant to be around for a long time, and for the duration, they wouldn't be doing that.
Right.
And not only that, it's kind of nice if you narrow it down to 1.
It would be fantastic. I would be very happy if I could do that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, but nobody likes to play second fiddle to anybody else, whether you're male or female. So
right.
Maybe the reason...
Well, if they're not simultaneous, it's kind of like one goes in and one comes out, one goes in and one comes out. So it's not like at the same time.
Okay. But if they're coming in and going out like that, it's not long term.
Okay.
And the latest
what
one
do you think about that? Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask you.
Yeah, the latest one might be, can we have his first name?
Yeah.
Mike.
I'm sorry to laugh. I just saw Magic Mike and Channing Tatum. I don't know what that means, girlfriend, but his face
magical.
And him dancing came right in front of me.
He actually is a little dancer. He is.
Oh, my God. Thank you for the validation.
He does. He likes to dance.
He's a fun guy. Now, he's the one I would say as a friend. Remember when I said if you're not looking for a relationship just as a friend,
mm-hmm.
you know, to enjoy with? I see him as that, but I don't see him as an LTR. What do you see him as, Nina?
The way I see it, friendship can develop into something further. So,
okay.
Yeah, you're definitely going to be friends first. But I also see it developing into something a little bit stronger than friendship.
Okay.
Okay.
Now there you go, Catherine.
Thank you so
mm-hmm.
much.
So tell the other ones, talk to the hand, because I don't understand. I got Mike that's waiting at the bar. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Catherine. Right. Thank you for calling, and have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open and your moderator in there is Miss Nina. Okay, our next caller is area code 571. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Vicki. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I am doing great.
All right.
My question is, I have an interview tomorrow. I'm just calling in to see how you see that panning out.
I see it going well, but I see you being a little nervous. I want you to calm down and take a deep breath when you walk in there. Yeah. But I see everything going well. It's like straight across the board. You got it. Yep. But you're just a little nervous. That's all. Just take a deep breath before you walk through that door and say, I got this, God. I got
actually
this.
it's a phone interview, and to be honest, I wish it was in person because, you know, I do much better in person, but it is a phone interview.
Well, that's okay. Can't you still say that before that's right. Once you have them on the phone, you can put that thing on mute real quick or put your hand over the phone and, okay, God, we got this. Not, I got
okay.
this. I'm sorry. You say, God, we got this because he's going to bless you to get this job. So, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. It's going to go well. I don't see any problems. I just see straight across the board. You're answering, boom, 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 everything that they want to hear.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah. You've done your homework. You did it well.
Yes. I actually did. Spent half of the day this morning kind of collecting, you know, my questions and stuff like that. So, yes.
Yep. You did good. I don't see any problems. You, Miss Nina?
No, I don't see any problems either. I do see the, there is three other applicants for this job, but I see you faring very well for it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's what I saw, too, because as she was answering the questions, it was almost like, what's that show? Oh, God.
But you know what?
Not
it's
Jeopardy.
Funny. No, it's three people. The interview is with three people, so I don't know if that's what you're picking up. I guess it's a round table interview, and there are actually three people on the interview.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
yes, thank you for the validation.
Yeah, there's actually three people. So when you said that, I'm like, oh, no, I'm actually interviewing with three people. So you've seen everything going well, and it's mine.
Yes. That's why I said before they start the question, you say, God, we got this.
Okay.
We got this. I got this job. Yeah,
okay.
That's what I was looking for, Family Feud. When they ask the question, the question, their answer that they're looking for, you'll be dead on. That's why I was like,
okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. Your answers will be dead on. Just like Family Feud, like, oh, yeah, that's 100 points, that's 100 points, that's 100 points.
That's 100 points. Okay,
so, you know,
awesome.
When you walk out of that interview tomorrow, you can pop your collar and say, thank you, God, we did good.
I got it. Okay.
All right.
Alrighty, well, thanks. I'll call you by call you back next week.
Yeah, call us next week and let us know, but we know that you're going to do great. And God bless you, and congratulations to you as well, Vicki.
Thank you, and have a great week. Namaste. Thank
you.
You
too. You have a wonderful week, too. God bless. Okay, next caller is area code 518. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, my goodness,
how
y'all
are
had
you?
Me laughing just now. I'm good. Y'all had me laughing. I always laugh when I listen to your program.
Well, Nina's the more PC person. I'm the one that shoots from the hip.
But it builds, it encourages me to hear someone else's situation, and then, you know, it applies to me sometimes.
Amen.
Question.
Amen.
I haven't never asked this. Everything is always career, but is there anything, is this my season for romance? Not that I'm looking, but I'm just wondering.
Ooh, honey, you're hot in the summer. I see that right now. From June to August, you are hot, hot, hot.
Really? Okay.
In fact, you're fertile, fertile, fertile. So let me show that in there. Please be careful during June to August, from June 1st to August 31st. But that is your, Oh, yeah. The summertime, that's when you find your mate.
Okay.
Because it's just like all kind of opportunities are coming your way from all kind of areas, too, from church to barbecues, gatherings, family things, whatever. But, I mean, there's always possibilities. So that's why June, July, and August is like never ending for you. You know, you're like, oh, I'll go to the lounge on Friday. I'll be darned. There's two guys start talking to you. You're like, oh, wow, I need to come back. Next week, you're somewhere else. A couple guys come and talk to you like, oh, my God. Let me see, have I got my war paint on or what?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
but
I'll
very,
keep that in
those,
mind.
So just to let you know, those 3 months out of the year, your three high strategic months for good things and whatever you want to happen. Now, coming up in March, I see a delay. The third week of this month, I see you meeting somebody, but it's a delay. Huh, what is he delaying about? Oh, something he needs to clear up. Looks like it could be some drama on his end. He's a dark-complected guy, and he's tall and got a beautiful Chester smile. Beautiful, beautiful smile. But he has an interest in you, but it's a delay because he's dealing with some issues on his side. So he needs to, like, clean up his backyard before he comes around to the front of the house.
Oh,
yeah. So when you meet this guy, I'm seeing the third week of March, and it's pleasant. It's just a pleasant meeting, you know. But before you get involved or think, should I give him a chance? Make sure he's cleaned up his issues first.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before he,
I won't put the pause button on. Absolutely.
Yes, 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 yes. I don't see him as a bad person now, but I just see he doesn't need to bring his baggage or carry on to you. He needs to clear that up.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Don't take me off of the because I'm not on the internet. I'm listening on the line.
Oh, okay. Okay. I sure will. All right, Linda. Well, just remember June, July, and August. Small, medium, large, honey.
Okay. All right, thank you. So I'll just press
You're
one, right?
Welcome. I'm sorry.
Yeah, press,
press one again, Linda.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll keep you on. Okay, next caller is area code 312. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Karen calling from Chicago. How are you?
Hi, Karen. Girl, how is the weather there?
Oh, it's nice. It's nice.
Oh,
I think it's about like 50s, yeah. Light jacket, boots, yeah, no snow. So it's pretty good.
Good, good, good. Okay. Well, what can we answer for you today, young lady?
I do want to, well, I do have a question, but I do want to follow up. I did, I had a reading with you. I was one of the winners of your reading giveaways. And you had told me about a child that was going to be a problem, a child in our family, and it has already begun.
Oh.
We already, yes, child starting to take things and cause trouble, and it's already starting. And you said probably around the age of 8, and she is 8. So I did want to confirm that with you.
Okay.
But that's the most. Yeah, but there's some other stuff that, but that's the most thing that kind of I remembered, and it's starting to happen. So, unfortunately.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but thank you for the validation. If you need help with that, Nina's a teacher as well, you know, so, okay.
Yes.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yes. Oh, but I do have a question. I would like to know if I'm going to see a friend of mine. I think he had some problems at home. We were like coffee buddies, you know, like lunch buddies. He was helping me with my career search. And I believe he got into some type of trouble, like with a neighbor or maybe at home with his wife. I don't know. Something happened. It wasn't my fault, but he said that he was going to be leaving town for a while. And I'm just wondering if I'll hear from him. I know something happened. I just don't know.
Okay.
Kind of. He cut out.
What's his first name, Karen? Just his first name.
Rick.
Okay. Are you sure Rick ain't in jail?
He's a really clean-cut guy. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know why, but I got jail right away because I got Yeah, I see it now. He's serving 6 months. I think it's supposed to be 9 months, but he can serve 6 and then he can get out. But yeah, he is going away, but just a very short period. He'll be back out before the end of the year. And it has something to do with money, embezzlement, robbery. Him and another guy. Looks like it would have been 3, but it's him and another guy. And they got caught. They did get caught up. You're right. They did. It must be embezzlement. Because I don't see them with guns or stuff robbing somebody. So it was embezzlement. But, yeah.
Do you think it was
going
for
his former
job?
And the other guy involved is going for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, Karen, you need to back a hill away from that.
Oh, yes. That was my point.
Okay.
I
don't
mean
to be cursing at you, but I see more things. So you just need to back that in. Ooh, please, back away like you're in Alaska and that person lives in New York. That's what I mean by back away, like totally different spectrums, not even in the circle, nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm telling you to back off because somebody might come and ask you some questions about him. You don't know nothing, and you don't.
No,
you
I don't.
Really don't. That is a God's truth. I can feel that off the spirit, but it's like, you know, you're just coffee buddies, you know. Guys, you know, we're just friends, and that was it. So you have nothing to say, really. You don't.
Right,
yay
correct.
Or nay about
no,
the
no,
situation.
Nothing.
For you, it might be a shocker. You might like,
yeah.
Really? You know?
Yeah, that, I'm like, because
that,
this guy is like very
yeah.
clean-cut. Very clean-cut.
Yeah, well,
very.
Looks can be deceiving. Actions speak louder than words.
Yes. Yes. Was this with his former company? Like, or you don't know? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I
just know he's going to be serving some time for embezzlement. And he's lucky that that's the only thing they caught him on. Because there's a couple other things out there. They did get past that. So, yeah. That's why when he told you he's going away for a while, he is.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Will he contact me after that or look for me?
No, Karen, you don't want any parts of that man.
Oh.
He served a purpose in your life to help you, and he did, and that's it.
Yeah.
Now his season is over with. He's gone out your life. No. You don't even need him to return to your life. That's no. Mm-mm. You got enough on your plate right now, Karen. You don't need any extra stress or anxiety added to that. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, we got it.
Okay.
We
I'm not telling you not to look for companionship or, you know, enjoy someone. God, yes. I hope someone does come along. But in the meantime, I don't want you, you got enough on your plate. Him, it's like, okay, I appreciate you helping me or looking at different things, but he's got his life he needs to deal with and I have mine.
Oh, correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. I could talk to somebody else. I was like, yeah, I got somebody else I could talk to. So,
I
have another friend that calls me.
Okay. Miss Nina, are you picking up anything?
No, other than I got an awful big headache from him. So, yeah, stay away.
Yeah. She is. Karen is. That ain't even her. Like I said, looks can be deceiving. Actions speak louder than words. You know, people thought Jeffrey Dahmer was good looking too, and a few other people, and they turned out to be serial killers. So,
yes, definitely.
Looks are
definitely.
Nice, but how you are is what counts. So, okay,
understand.
Karen. Well, there you go. You got the rest of the story, young lady.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, and you
thanks,
have
ma'am.
A wonderful week, and we'll be praying for your son.
Okay,
right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. Where are we at? 815, okay. Area code 8. I'm sorry?
That's Tiffany.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm fine and dandy. Nina told on me. You know I was going to come in with my intro. She must be psychic or something. Okay. So, I plan on traveling. I think I told you guys last week about my 50 states challenge where I wanted to see all 50 states before I saw the rest of the country. And okay. I'm making plans with other people. There's another group of people going, a fraternity of people, their friends, and then my best friend and I wanted to go. But every okay. time I attempt to make plans, she always has excuses. Like, I filed my taxes before the actual paper W-2s came in, so I got mine back February 5th. So I'm ready
okay.
to go. She hasn't even filed yet, which means she's going to procrastinate, wait until the last minute, and I don't want my vacation to be affected by her bad habits. So I don't know how much of this I'm supposed to do on my own, if I'm going to have any problems, any complications, if something's going to go wrong. Do you see anything negative concerning these trips?
I don't see anything negative, Tiff. You'll be fine, but don't hold your trip off for somebody else.
No.
That's where the negative is in.
That's where the problem would be. Yep, me too, Nina. That's what I got too. Go ahead.
Well,
if you
want to go on the trip, you're
mm-hmm.
good company.
Yep.
So plan for myself.
Yeah. Well, why yourself?
Like, some of the things I was looking at was it's okay if we're all on different flights because we're going to end up in the same city on the same evening anyway, but the rentals I'm looking at are like studio apartments, little B&B spots where it would just house me. I don't want to make reservations for that, and then she decides she wants to come along, and I have to share this little cramped quarter with a big girl, you know. So it's like, how much of it for myself am I supposed to plan?
Let me tell you, like my daughter, you sorority sisters, everybody for themselves. When we supposed to be
yeah.
there? Friday. See you when we get there.
So would I even leave her to fend for herself as far as finding her own place?
Yep.
You see any more glitches?
It's either that, Tiffany, or leave your trip, wait for her to get caught up, and then maybe you'll be going on the trip.
No, you won't. Mm-mm. Because she'll wait till the last minute. It'll be too late. And the tickets will be high. She'd get it now. Everything is cost-effective.
Right, and it would take the stress off my shoulders.
Yeah, no, go ahead and plan your trip. Tell her you're going to go ahead and plan your trip and go ahead and do it. If she wants to come really bad, she'll get caught up with you. If she doesn't, oh, well, don't hold out. Also, you know, you could plan one for up north.
Oh, yeah, I'll be in Alberta.
I'll be in Alberta too. Me and you both, Tiffany. We both
I
need
know.
To go up there, yep.
Hey,
and
as
you
long
guys
as you plan in advance.
You'll have a place to stay, too.
Oh, so I wouldn't have to worry about
hot tub,
and
Tiffany, so you know we need
yeah,
to take that in for her.
Okay. So do for myself first, and then let everyone else's plans fall into place where they may.
Exactly, yeah. Because
okay.
why should you lose out on a fantastic trip just because of somebody else?
Because it's more fun with somebody else's.
It
how
is.
Do you know you're not going to meet somebody there that you'll enjoy just as well or even better? You might
yeah.
meet another lady there that you'll have a blast with and not even remember about her even to come. You know,
yeah,
God fills those voids.
I need new friends. I love the friends I have, but I need new friends that are more like me, that make plans and then they stick to them and they don't flake and they don't procrastinate. That's the type of circle of friends I need.
Well,
yeah.
got one already. That would be me.
Okay. With mine. My bucket list challenge.
Oh.
Okay.
Yep. You're going to have
a
good time, too.
I feel a little more secure. Oh, my gosh. I hope so.
No, you are. I see it and I can feel it, that you're going to have a good time because I want to dance and party. That's how my body is feeling right now. So, because I'm asking about when you get there, and it's like, oh, she's going to have a good time. See,
yay!
That's what I was telling you. So whether your girlfriend goes or not, you're going to meet some people that you will truly enjoy and have a good time with.
That is really good to hear. Really good to hear. You know, I've had more people invite me on this trip at this same time because they said they thought I would make good company, and they don't know I've already been invited. But they
said,
you
go.
Come to Florida with us. You will have such a good time hanging out with us. Oh, really? Is that what you think of me? Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
See, there you go.
Okay.
You go.
All right,
you may think you're going by yourself. But when you get there, you'll be right in the mix with everybody else, doing great.
Nice. Nice. And I don't have to depend on anybody else to travel with me or to pay for their half of the room. I can just have my own little thing. Just
there you go. There you go.
Okay.
There you go, young lady. You're going to do fine. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Tiff. Stay on.
Okay.
Stay on. Okay, I ain't going to hang you up. All right, next caller is area code 850. You're on the line with Lena Samina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Okay. I was calling about my finance.
Okay. Okay, in regards to what? I'm getting a headache. You want finances? What, are you speaking as far as like
are they
going to
get better or? Yeah, I was looking for a part-time.
Oh, a second job?
Yeah.
So you're already working. You're working. You're looking for a second job?
Yeah, part-time.
Do you have a good budget going on your money right now? Do you budget?
Yeah, I try to.
You know, like your assets and liabilities, so you don't
mm-hmm.
you don't spend what you don't have, in other words.
No, I don't.
Okay. Why am I getting a headache about you?
Well, so am I, Gladys.
I am too. Something's not right.
No.
What do you
Are
mean?
You expecting money from a gentleman? Is that what it is? Somebody said that they would give you some money to help you out? Because if you thought that, it ain't going to happen. I can tell you that
oh,
right
no.
now. I can see it. Okay. Because I see
no,
somebody
I
supposedly
no.
helping you, but they pull the money back. They have the money in their hands, but they pull their hand back with the money in it.
No, there's something else in it.
Well, you come with it, Nina. I'm trying to see what it is.
I'm not picking up what it is either. Do you have to have this other job? Is it a necessity?
Well, I've been looking for, you know, part-time.
No, that's not what I'm asking you. Is it a necessity that you? Is it a necessity that you have this job?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can't make it.
It's difficult.
Is it more
it's
than
difficult.
You? Do you have children? Do you have three kids?
No.
You don't have
no.
any children, but yet it's difficult. Okay. Are you living with someone?
No.
Okay, because I keep seeing all these barriers coming up around you. Yeah, I am.
Wow.
And Nina and I both got a headache, and we're concentrating on your spirit. So we're trying to figure out what's causing you not to have, for your finances not to work for you. Because first I saw budget, asset and liabilities. Does she understand what that is? it's almost like you don't have to work a second job, but you do have to work a second job if it's, what is it? Come on, angels. Your lifestyle. That's what it is, your lifestyle. Are you trying to prove a point to somebody that you can
no.
do just as well or better than them?
No, that's not me. I don't live above my means or anything like that. It might be the people around me that think that, but not me.
Hmm. Okay. And you're not expecting, right? You're not pregnant.
No. Okay. No, those years are gone.
You know what? I don't even see you picking up a second job.
No,
the angels
I don't
keep
either.
Showing me. They keep going back. I keep saying assets and liability, assets and liability. That's what they're showing me, and budget. But they're not even showing me you getting a second job to supplement your income. So
wow.
It's kind of confusing to me. You understand? I'm really trying to ask and find out, but I'm like, Nina, something just ain't right, and I'm not picking it up. I'm seeing all this other stuff, but you say, no, it's none of that.
No.
I'm sorry, Sheila. Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah, there's definitely something blocking you obtaining this second job. Now, I don't know what it is, but, yeah, this headache is really quite strong. So I don't know whether it's you that's blocking it or someone that's attached to you that's blocking it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's just something there that's not right, Sheila. Are you around people that are jealous of you or envy of you?
Yeah.
Oh,
at work.
That's what it is.
Oh, God. Mm. So sounds like you need to change jobs.
I've been trying for like 9 years. I've been trying for years.
Okay.
That's maybe who's blocking you finding another job is these other people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as soon as you said that, the headache was even stronger then. So that's definitely what the problem is these other people at your job. For now, until you find something else, do your job, do it. And go home and forget about them. You're better than they are.
Okay.
And carry
okay.
a container of sea salt in your pocket or in your purse.
Okay.
You know, a little small one. A little small, you put the sea salt in and keep that on. If you can, keep it on your person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because there's somebody at your job just throwing a lot of shade at you, baby. A lot. And it's out of jealousy and hate or hatery, I guess you young folks say, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a block. So when you pray, ask God to release you from those kind of people. And in the process, also help you to find a job where you can be happy at and comfortable and have a peace of mind.
All right.
Okay. It won't happen right away, but he does come on time. So my thing. Keep the sea salt on you, and there's something else. Nina, what is the other thing you said? I know the sea salt keeps away negativity, but what was the other thing? Didn't you say a carnelian stone or something?
It's called kyanite, and it's a blue stone, and it's really shaley. You can find it at any rock store or crystal store. If you keep that on you, keep it in your pocket at all times. It protects you against negativity.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you spell it?
Kyanite, Kyanite.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so
salt.
Go and grab that.
You should do it. Go ahead, Nina.
It really, it works well. But yeah, that.
Yeah,
okay.
And that should. Yeah. No, I'm just agreeing with Nina that that should help you keep some of those people at bay from you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Okay, Sheila.
All right.
We'll be praying for
you. Thank
you.
You.
All right.
Thank you.
You have a good week, and thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see. Area code 570. You're on the line with Lena Tanina. Who's this?
Hey, gals. It's Marty. How you doing?
Hi, Marty.
Marty.
How are you?
I caught a cold, but you have these things. Other than that, I guess I'm about the same old. Well, I guess I'm going to pick on you ladies and see what you can come up with as far as what do you see for my true partner coming in at some point. But you know what? I do have one other thing before we go there, if I might. Also romance related, but lately it's really been like needling at me to try yet again. I have tried many times to find my first love. I mean, just like on the internet or something, just, you know, all these years it's just killed me that we lost touch and I don't know whatever became of him. And, you know, it's like circumstances kept us from ever finding out what woulda, coulda, shoulda been. And it's been almost 40 years and I still cannot ever get this man completely out of my head, so...
Nina.
Yeah? Want me to say something?
Why, she can't get him out of her head because they just never had closure, but that ain't going to happen. But I want to hear what you have to say because that time has come and gone in her life with her first love.
Yeah, it has come and gone. Whoa, I don't even know if he's still here.
Well, you know,
yeah,
that too has crossed my mind. That's a long time, yeah. I mean, I can't say with any certainty if he's even, you know, if he hasn't even crossed over. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, I'm not picking up on him very clearly. Marty, what's his first name?
Omeros.
Omeros. No, he's not here. He's passed over, Nina.
Yeah, he has. That's
yeah,
what I thought.
Yeah, he's passed over. Mhm.
That's
so
why you. That's why you haven't been able to find him, Marty. He's not here anymore.
Mm-mm.
You think that's why I've been thinking about him so much? You think he's around me in spirit?
He could be. That could darn well be what it is.
Hmm. Because, yeah, it's, like, been really, like, needling me to look for him online again. Like I said, I've tried periodically over the years, but the only references I can find to him online are just some, you know, credits. He worked in the music industry, so, I mean, I can find some credits, you know, for work on albums back in the 80s that he worked on and stuff, but, you know, that kind of stuff pops up. But other than that, can't find a trace of him, so... That actually kind of makes sense, but...
He's there by you. Just talk to him. Just talk to him in spirit. You'll feel him. You'll feel a warmth. If you feel a coolness, that's him present, and then you'll feel the warmth as you are talking. You know, just talk with him.
Well, he's here.
Like if you were sitting right across from me. Go ahead, Nina.
Oh, I talk to spirits all the time. I do. I know they're around, so...
He's here with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just, my room just turned ice cold.
So did mine.
Yep.
Shut up. Damn
yep.
it. Shut up, Nina. Mine's it too. Across my left shoulder, and I can feel it now. It's real cold. So, yeah,
well,
he's
then
present.
Then I'm guessing he's got a message for me if he just came gave you ladies the chills.
Myra was never the one. Wow.
What's that?
He
you
said
never
Myra
the one.
Was never the one.
But
that's what he wants you to know. Myra or Myrna? was never the one.
Hmm. That must be who he eventually married, because I don't know.
Okay, and he told me to tell you that he's tired of playing peekaboo with you. Just talk to him. Yeah, stop playing peekaboo and just talk to him. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. He's always enjoyed you and loved you, so, I mean, now he's on the other side, but you can just talk to him in spirit. He enjoyed
you. Did.
You two could have a righteous laugh. I see you two, like, I can see you sitting in a chair. He's sitting in a chair across from you. I mean, not physically seen, but spiritually. And you two are just laughing and talking, and when you get through, you feel so good, Marty. It was almost like he was right there, like he had walked in the front door and sat down.
Well, we did have one of those like fairy tale love at first sight things going on, and it really was. It was like stepping on the third rail in the subway. It was electric. I mean, literally, when our eyes met, it was just like zap, you know. It was one of those things, and we did try to stay in touch for years, but we had a big geographical distance between us and very interfering parents and all kinds of crap, so
yeah,
I guess it just wasn't meant to be in this lifetime. So
No. But he loves you dearly as a friend, so you talk to your friend whenever you feel like it. Just talk to him. He'll be glad to talk to you. I'm telling you, you'll feel good. You'll feel good after the conversation.
I know my first husband's been hanging around me lately, too, and I don't know why. But I don't know.
He's telling you to get your life together and move on.
I'm trying.
He is. He's there, too. Get your life together and move on. That's what he's saying.
I am trying.
You're bringing in today, Marty.
Yeah, you know, I've had other readers say, my God, you got a lot of men around you, you know, in spirit. It's like, yeah, well, I wouldn't mind having one in the flesh, too, so see anything about the right one coming in? I've had all the Mr. Wrongs, so.
Ask them to send you the right one. Ask your first love and ask your husband to send you the right one, the man that's going to make you happy and fill that void.
Well,
they can do that. They're more powerful on the other side than we are on this side.
I already had that talk with the first husband. I did.
Okay.
So
okay.
Now I got to bug Omeros about it too, huh? Okay.
Yeah. And they will. They will. You'll start meeting people that's just like, I'd say the end of this month, you're going to start meeting people just out of the air like, wow, where did this person come from? And it's going to be one person that you've seen periodically that you just didn't pay any attention to. He's an older gentleman, got a little bit of a belly, but, you know, he's there. He's coming towards you. So ask those two men to help you. They can put in the good word. They're already upstairs. Put in the good word and send this guy towards you.
Well, yeah, they can vouch for me that I'm a good woman. They've been there, so, you know.
Yep. So
I don't mind a little belly. I got some jelly on my rolls, too, so, you know, that's all right.
Did you see anything more, Miss Nina?
No, just, ask them for help, and they will help you. And keep an open mind, Marty. Keep an open mind.
Yes, ma'am.
No, not one juicy detail about this man, huh?
Nope.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm going to have to scold them guys, too, because they're not giving up any details. All righty. Well,
right.
I'm sure you ladies must have somebody else wants to pick your brains, so I guess I should let you go, but thank you.
Well, thank you, Marty. And do get in touch with your guys.
I talk to spirits all the time. If somebody planted a microphone in my house, they'd lock me up. So
no, they wouldn't. We all talk to spirits. That's how we discern. But anyway, okay, well, thank you, Marty, for calling. And young lady, you have a wonderful week. Okay, let's get a couple more calls in here. Area code 404, you're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Nina. Hi, Linus. This is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. How are you?
Hi, I'm calling to see if you saw a new romantic relationship coming in for it.
Okay. Why do I see you running? You're in such a hurry. Are you desperate to meet another man, or you just are lonely now and looking for companionship? I see you running down the street.
I don't think you get desperate, but I haven't been with anyone like that for a couple of, I want to say for a year now.
That you're what now? This is your what? Say it again, honey.
I haven't been with anyone like that for like a year, maybe 2 years.
Since you've been in a relationship? Have you been running from relationships?
No.
I mean, I know you're asking about romance, and the angel showed me you're like FloJo doing 9.1 in 60 seconds running down the street. And to me, it's like either you're desperate or you're running from real love. You know, some people can't handle a good relationship. Huh?
I haven't met anyone.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay, what they're telling me, Tasha, is that you need to go out to meet people.
Okay, so go out. Like where?
I don't know. Go hang with some girlfriends, some friends. Just go out. Because if you're not going out, you're not going to meet anybody.
Because he ain't coming to the door. Tasha, you're looking for romance. That ain't going to happen.
So you don't see anything?
No, that's probably why that you got to go out. They're showing me you're running, so you need to stop. Maybe you're running from yourself, from what you really want in a man, because you're scared that you may not get it. But you will. You will. You just got to remember it's good and bad in everybody. Nobody's perfect. Jesus been gone. So we just kind of weigh the good and the bad and hope that somewhere in between there's a compromise and we can work this out together and make this relationship work. But right now, I don't see any gentleman just standing out there. They're showing me right now a light-skinned guy, but he's way off in the distance. Tasha, he's way off, so that could be like 3-4 months, I don't know, down the line. Because they're showing me he's way in the distance.
Oh, gosh. I don't know what
else. Yeah, just go out. Like Nina said, go out with your girlfriends or your, you know, whomever that you enjoy, and start meeting new people. You know, be a little, I know you're shy, but come out your shyness a little bit, you know. Because otherwise, how will that guy know? If you're being shy, he don't know that, you know, you're interested, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shy can be good in some respects, and in other respects, shy can be a curse to you, that you never get what you want because you don't come, you know, or as they say, woman up, and, you know.
I agree, because it's just like, it's just been real slow. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why it's like this right now, because I usually don't have this issue.
Well, are you looking for something permanent, or are you just looking for a companionship for right now, just somebody to enjoy life
with?
It's always
permanent. It's not right now. I can't do it right now. That's probably what it is. I can't
do
it right now. Yeah, it's always permanent for me. I'm not looking for, like, a fling. I don't – that just plays with my emotions. I can't even do that right now.
Okay, no, that's fine. I agree with Nina. Get out there with your girlfriends and enjoy and start going to different events or concerts or ladies having dinner together, what have you, or sippy poos. But get out there and start doing that, and you will meet someone, you know. And do a little clarity. List 5 things that you will accept in a man, and maybe list 5 things that you will not accept in a man. And in between, what would you give and take a little bit on? You know?
I'm saying, like, if it's something I'm supposed to be working on, because that's the only thing I can come up with, because it's just like, it feels like I'm being punished. And I don't know, maybe because of my past, but it's just been real, I don't know, it's different. Like, it's just me. Like, I moved somewhere else. I don't have any girlfriends like that. So it's just me. And then, you know, coworkers, you don't really want to mix, you know, business with pleasure.
No,
so
you
I
don't shit where you eat, honey.
Yeah, so work is work. So I don't really, like, as far as girlfriends, like, say, hey, girl, let's go out. Like, that's not, I would have to, like, work on that as well.
What's your sign, Tasha?
I'm a Sagittarius.
My suggestion to you is to join some clubs. Join a reading club. Go bowling league, something. Join something so you meet people.
Okay.
Because that's your biggest stumbling block, is the fact that you aren't meeting anybody.
Place I'm supposed to be. Like, I'm like, it's like being an orange in the apple club. Like, it's just like, it's just not. I'm like, not sure if this is the place I'm supposed to be. Like, am I in the right spot? Because it's just so, I don't know. It's just, and I don't have this issue. Like, I walk up to strangers and I have conversations. But since I've been here, like, it's just been like a real different. Like, I can't explain it, which is different for me because I don't have that issue. Like, I talk to strangers.
Where are you living now? What state are you in right now?
Right now, I'm in New Jersey.
Well, New Jersey's not bad. I mean, y'all got Chris Christie trying to be vice president, but, I mean, you know, otherwise.
yeah, that crazy guy.
Oh, forgive me, I shouldn't say that. Last week a lady's dogs were barking, and I asked her were the Republicans in her house. But anyway, okay, well, Tasha, don't worry about that. Well, look, you got Baltimore, you got New York, Pennsylvania. Girl, you got all kind of states right there in your vicinity, Delaware. You know that you can just travel just a little ways. You don't have – huh?
Is this the spot for me? Like, is this where, like, because I made this decision to come up here. But is this for me? Because this shit's been real. I don't know. I'm not going to discredit anything, but I just have been having, it's just been real different. That's all I can say.
Well, you know what, Tasha? All I'm going to say is give yourself some time. Give yourself some time. And also, don't ever stop praying. And ask God to show you. You know, right now I don't feel any problem with you where you're at. I'm not picking up anything. Are you, Miss Nina? I feel like where she's at, she's okay. Huh?
Well, she's okay, but she's putting up her own blocks. Nobody else has to put them up there for her. It isn't the state. It isn't anything else. You need to get out and meet people. That's the biggest challenge now, is getting out and meeting people. That's why I suggested clubs. Joining a club or bowling league or your church choir, whatever the case may be, but join something and get to meeting people.
Okay, so it's just me. I'm gonna give it a try, but it's kind of dry up here, so I'm gonna have to really find something to join.
Yeah, well, look for something. But whatever it is, join something. You can't meet anybody sitting at home.
Okay. You know what it is? You're absolutely right. But the thing is, I'm such a nice person that sometimes I walk into people who, you know, always need something. You know, it seems like I can't find that friend who got, like, you know, a car or something that don't need a ride here or there. It feels like I'm always being used. So those kind of people that I walk into, I do, like, distance myself from them because I just, it's one thing to ask for something, but then they like to abuse and like to really take advantage.
Just don't let yourself be taken advantage of. It's there again.
Yeah.
That's you letting you be taken advantage
yeah.
of. Just step down the boundaries. Step down the boundaries. That's all you can do. There's nothing else you can do. But if you are sitting at home, how can you find Mr. Wright? Get out there. Get out there.
Okay.
All right, Tasha. Give us a call back and let us know how you're faring out there, okay? But I think you'll do all right.
All right.
Okay. Stay out of your own way.
Okay.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. All right. We're coming to the close of the program. We'd like to thank the listeners around the world from the Philippines, Dubai, England, Japan, and, of course, Canada, our kissing cousins. I'd like to thank all the people in the chat room, the Nina assistant, and also the folks that called in on the phone. We really do appreciate it, and we're grateful to you for that. Of course, you know, next Sunday we'll be on at 3 o'clock. I just want to let y'all know on Saturday I do this show, Relationships Rant and Rave. And it's relationships with everything in life, not just male and female. Your relationships with love, money, animals, sex, plants, just everything. So for the last two Saturdays, we did relationship with money. How do you deal with your money? So the Saturday, last Saturday was the rant part, the bad ways or the toxic ways that you deal with money. This Saturday, yesterday, was about the good ways that we deal with money and how we have money work for us as well as our family. So you might want to go into the essenceofsuccess.com on the website page and just look up radio and that program will come up. But I think you'll find it quite interesting. Now, next Saturday coming up, it'll be about your relationship with sex. What's the good part about sex? What's the bad part about sex? So we'll be talking about that on Saturday. Okay, let me go back. Miss Nina, was there anything more that you wanted to say or announce?
No, nothing else other than thank you all very much for coming and talking to us today, both in the chat room and live. And just remember, this new moon is affecting relationships, so be aware of that. Be kind to your partner, to your friends, whoever may be in a relationship with you. Understand that where they may be coming from is being directed by the moon, and they may not be in their right mind. So just keep that in the back burner somewhere and remember that. And have a great week, everyone. I know I'm going to.
Me too. All right. Thank you again. And if no one's told you they love you this week, remember me and Nina do. All right. Good night, Miss Nina.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.